You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by RNIB's Manager for Inclusive Design, Sabine Croxford, who's here to tell us about some accessibility requirements around credit and debit cards. Sabine, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to it.
So, first of all, before we get into the Accessible Cards Code of Conduct, can you tell us a little bit about some of the accessibility problems that people have been having with credit and debit cards?
These sort of came forward when banks changed from the embossed cards that were traditional for a long time to flat cards. And obviously, with the introduction of flat cards, all the tactile features were removed from the card, which meant that people who relied on tactile features to even know that it's a bank card would really struggle. So people didn't know it was a bank card as compared to their library card or bus pass or store card, for example. And this also affected the way and how they interacted with the card when they had to insert it into an ATM or into a chip and pin device.
So then what is the Accessible Cards Code of Conduct and what are some of the requirements that have been brought in?
The Accessible Card Code of Practice is a code that was developed by UK Finance together with some of the major banks and Visa, MasterCard, but also some charities like Dyslexia and RNIB. And the reason was that obviously because with the introduction of flat cards, there was a lot more opportunity for banks to develop their cards in a way that fitted them. So they could introduce different colors, different fonts, different font sizes, and different contrast, and this can be used for the good, but it can also mean that it makes the card less accessible. So if font size is smaller, then obviously it's more difficult to see. If the contrast is poor, that obviously affects readability as well. So all that meant that even when the opportunity was there to make the font clearer and the contrast better, this wasn't always implemented by card. So we felt that it would be useful to have a sort of minimum standard for banks to adhere to make sure that this was considered in the design. What we looked at is obviously the font sizes that were used on the embossed cards, and we didn't want to go any smaller really than what was used for years. There's obviously a lot of limitations on bank cards because they're not massively big and there's a lot of information that you need to put on there. So we started obviously with finding out what is the most important information. So we did do a little bit of research, and I think most people probably know that the 16-digit number together with the expiry date and the CVV number is used for online payments. So that's critical information. So that needed to be really quite clear. And then obviously you've got your bank account number, source code, and things like that are also really quite important. So that's sort of the starting point to make sure that information at least wasn't any smaller than on the embossed cards. But with the introduction of print and contrast, we could also make sure that the contrast was a lot better. So that's what we specified in the minimum code of practice, is the font size for the different pieces of information on the cards and also the minimum contrast that we advise. And we still wanted to make sure that banks could individualize and personalize their cards for their marketing and branding, and also for people to know that they're using different cards. Because if all cards end up black and white, which is a really good contrast, then it'd be really difficult to differentiate between different banks and different cards. So that wasn't the answer. But to have at least a minimum standard of contrast and font sizes, we felt would be really useful as a starting point.
Now, you have mentioned that this is a minimum requirement and there's still a way to go yet before credit and debit cards are fully accessible. So with that in mind, what are some other improvements that you'd like to see?
Just to add to the minimum requirements, we also got some tactile markings, which are the notches on the bank card. So the minimum requirement also specifies that the cards would have a notch to indicate A, that it's a bank card, but B, different notches are used to indicate whether it's a debit card or a credit card or another card. So you've got a semicircular notch for a debit card, a square notch for a credit card, and then a triangular notch for any other card. So that's the only tactile feature on the cards at the moment. And obviously, that might not be sufficient for everybody, the same as that the font sizes that we specify as a minimum might not be sufficient for everybody. So in that case, there's obviously other things that could potentially be done by the bank. They might still be able to offer an embossed card, or there might be other adaptations that they can make. So that's something that can be discussed with the bank. And the other thing that we can also investigate and look into is whether it be possible to add additional tactile markings on the card. So some banks will already do that to indicate which bank it is that you're banking with, and maybe additional tactile markings could be introduced as well.
Sabine Croxford, RNIB Manager for Inclusive Design, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.